Good morning and welcome to Trinity Lutheran Church. We're gathered here today to say goodbye to our dear sister in Christ, Arlene Michael, a beloved mother and grandmother, beloved wife of Ralph, who's also with the Lord. And as we gather together today, we gather as Christians who have hope in the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. And we celebrate today. We celebrate the joy that we have in Christ. At the same time as we mourn the passing of Arlene, we will miss her, but we know that we will see her again. And so for the service today, we will follow the blue bulletin that you have in front of you. The opening hymn today is I Know That My Redeemer Lives. It's number 461 in your burgundy-colored hymnal. And we will sing stanzas 1, 5, and then 7 and 8. And I invite you to please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In holy baptism, Arlene was clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covered all her sin. St. Paul says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his." Service now continues with Arlene's favorite psalm, Psalm 23, and we will speak these words together. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God of grace and mercy, we give thanks for your loving kindness shown to Arlene and to all your servants who, having finished their course in faith, now rest from their labors. Grant that we also may be faithful unto death and receive the crown of eternal life through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated for the reading of God's word. The first reading today comes from the book of Lamentations, chapter 3, beginning with verse 22. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul, therefore I will hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. It is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. Let him sit alone in silence when it is laid on him. Let him put his mouth in the dust. There may yet be hope. Let him give his cheek to the one who strikes, and let him be filled with insults. For the Lord will not cast off forever. But though he cause grief, he will have compassion according to the abundance of his steadfast love. For he does not afflict from his heart or grieve the children of men. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The second reading is from the Revelation of St. John. And this reading comes from chapters 14 and 21, various verses. And I heard a voice from heaven saying, write this, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Blessed indeed, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, for their deeds follow them. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people. And God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away. And he who was seated on the throne said, behold, I am making all things new.
Also, he said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. And he said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please stand for the verse. Alleluia, alleluia, Jesus Christ is the firstborn of the dead. To him be glory and power forever. Alleluia. The Holy Gospel today is coming from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 10, beginning with verse 11. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice, so there will be one flock, one shepherd. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And at this time, we will join together in speaking the words of faith, which Arlene confessed her whole life. The words of the Apostles' Creed. If you would like the words, they are printed for you on the back flap of the hymnal. We confess together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Congregation may be seated, and we will now join together in singing the hymn, How Great Thou Art. It is number 801.
to the family and friends of Arlene Michael, to those who are gathered here today to celebrate her life of faith as well as to mourn its earthly end, and especially to you, Kurt and Jane, Jason and Kristen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. 84 years, 11 months, and 29 days. That's what the obituary in the newspaper said. And another way to put that, of course, would be 84 years, 364 days. One day shy of her 85th birthday, the Lord, in his great wisdom, called our dear sister Arlene out of this world into his loving arms in heaven. And to say that the year 2018 has been a difficult year for the Michael family would be an understatement, that's for sure. It was just about 4.5 months ago that we were right here, and we were saying goodbye to Ralph. And on that day, we were all at the same time in the back of our minds worried about Arlene. Because even though it was her full intention to be here among us, unfortunately, she had a stroke that morning, and she was unable to be with us because she had to spend her day in the hospital. And since that day, there's been a lot of ups and downs. There's been some good days, there's been some bad days. And I think in our heads, we all knew that this day would eventually come. But at the same time, maybe a part of us in our hearts thought that Arlene was invincible. Because she certainly seemed that way. She was so strong. She was a fighter. She was a survivor. And so in some ways, it is probably hard to believe that anything could really take her down. But here we are. And we're being forced to acknowledge once again today that in this imperfect world in which we live, death comes even to the strongest of the strong. And so we mourn. And it's okay to be sad, because even though we know that Granny Arlene is enjoying the wonderful, amazing blessings of heaven, and she's enjoying the wonderful splendor of her Lord Jesus Christ, worshiping him with Ralph right by her side, boy, it doesn't stop us from wishing that we had some more time with her. That we at least could have had one more day with her, so that at least you guys could have thrown her that birthday party that you were planning, and she was really looking forward to that too. But see, that's what the concept of death naturally does to any of us. For those of us that are still here, that are still living on this earth, death reminds us that our earthly lives are extremely short. And that time slips away a lot faster than we really want it to. And that from a worldly perspective, all good things eventually come to an end. A few moments ago, I was reading from the book of Revelation, especially later on in that passage from chapter 21. And I chose this reading for today because I think this is an extremely comforting passage for us to focus on whenever we feel sad that someone that we love is no longer going to be with us. You know, whenever we mourn the loss of a blessing that we have in our lives, we can turn to this text, we can be reminded what God says to us through the Apostle John. Right here in verse 5, he says, "Behold, I am making all things new." It is so simple, and yet it is so profound. God is making all things new. In other words, God is always in the resurrection and restoration business. He takes people like Arlene, people who no longer have the breath of life in their lungs anymore, and he restores them. And he gives them eternal life. And someday in the future, when our Lord Jesus returns to this earth, he's going to do the same exact thing with each and every one of us.
raising us up on the last day and restoring not just you, not just me, not just Arlene, but this entire earth will be made new too. Which means that no matter how hard it is to be separated from our loved ones who have gone before us into heaven, we can be assured beyond the shadow of a doubt that death is not the final answer, that life doesn't end just because our hearts stop beating. But God is making all things new. I've had an opportunity these last few days to hear a few stories about Arlene, and I've gotten the sense that she also liked to make things new in her own life. In fact, one of the things that we can see just from looking at this display table over here in the overflow room is that she had this crafting hobby. She literally liked to make things new. She liked to make new things all the time with her hands. And she used these amazing talents that God gave her to bless other people. She loved to sew. She loved to quilt. Sometimes she would sell the things that she had made, but a lot of times she just gave things away to people. She wanted to bless people with these new things that she had created with her hands. And it's not just the things that she made new, but also things in the way that she would live her life, the things that she would do. Sometimes she liked to do new and surprising things. And I know that might not sound right, because I think a lot of us knew Arlene as maybe somebody who, you know, she had her routines, she didn't really like being outside, she wasn't very adventurous. I mean, she loved chocolate, and she would kind of sneak around little chocolate stashes every once in a while. That's about as crazy as it got, right? She wasn't really that adventurous. She worked in the Rinkensmeyer grocery store for 3 decades or more. She served as a Sunday school teacher for many years. I mean, I'm not exactly describing a daredevil by any stretch of the imagination. And yet, there were days. There were days when she would surprise you. Days when she would just kind of come out of her shell and shake things up a little bit and be different. So, like, for example, the first time she ever got on a plane, it was to go all the way to South Korea. And she went on a cruise in Alaska. And these were things that, I mean, they were not her cup of tea, but she did them mainly because Ralph was right by her side. You guys told me a story of how you got lost in Centralia one day, and you're in the car together and driving around in the side streets and maybe going down the wrong way on a one-way street. And you would think something like that would make Arlene really nervous, you know, maybe scared. But she surprised everybody again. She was calm. She was laughing. She was having a lot of fun that day. When Arlene and Kristen, you guys were collecting Beanie Baby toys at McDonald's. And if she got the toy that she didn't need in her collection, she would surprise everybody at McDonald's too. She'd walk right in there and she'd ask for something else, something new, something she didn't have. She wasn't going to leave until she got it either. Jason, when you were a little boy, I heard you got a peanut stuck up your nose. And she surprised everybody that day too. She just took charge. She grabbed some tweezers and she did surgery on you, man. She just loved to make things new. And one of the things you probably notice out of those little stories there is that in each and every one of these cases, it was because she was with people she loved. It was because she was with her family, which was one of the greatest blessings that she had in her life. I really felt privileged that I had the opportunity to have a lot of one-on-one conversations with Arlene, especially over these last few months. I would go to see her in her room at Centralia Manor. And it's interesting because, you know, part of the difficulty that Arlene had because of her dementia is she really couldn't remember things toward the end very much at all. And I think literally every time that I went to see her in these last few months since Ralph passed away, at some point in our conversation, she would ask me if I had seen Ralph lately or if he had been coming to church. And, you know, it was kind of difficult and kind of, I was a little choked up sometimes just trying to gently remind her that Ralph was already in heaven. But
The really great thing about those conversations is that whenever she would ask about Ralph, I had this wonderful opportunity to share with her once again these comforting words of her Lord and Savior, which, by the way, is something that I didn't get to do on the day of Ralph's funeral because she wasn't here. And so you can see how God, who makes all things new, was working through Arlene's illness and using those conversations to comfort her with that eternal hope over and over and over again. Each time she's hearing those words as if it's the very first time, as if it was all brand new. And my friends, our Lord is here among us today, and he's doing the same exact thing for each and every one of you too. You might not be suffering from any sort of mental sickness that causes you to be forgetful, but we all suffer from a spiritual sickness, which is called sin. And sin makes us forgetful from time to time. At least it tries to. Tries to make us forget about the hope that we have in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And especially on a day like today, when you have a casket sitting right in front of you, it can be tempting to just focus on the things that we've lost. Focus on just the old memories of the past and then simultaneously feel the hurt of knowing that Arlene is no longer going to be by our side. But again, what do we read right here? In this passage from Revelation, we read that God has solved this problem for us. In verse 4, it says, God will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. At the very beginning of the service, we heard words from Romans chapter 6. And Paul tells us in that passage that when a person dies, they are set free from sin. That's what it means when we hear that the former things have passed away. Sin and death and all of its negative consequences are gone. They're gone for Arlene. They're gone for us too. All the weakness, all the forgetfulness, all of it is gone. And instead, God is making all things new for her. What he began at her baptism has now continued into heaven, and it will be fulfilled on the last day. And what a blessing it is to know that this same God has promised these exact same things to us. To know that for all who share in the same hope and faith in Christ, we will see the new things that God is making, the new heavens and the new earth, where we will dwell together forever. To God alone be the glory. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. We now turn to our next hymn, which is On Eagle's Wings. Please stand for prayer. Let us pray to the Lord, our God and Father, who raised Jesus from the dead. Almighty God, you have knit your chosen people together into one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and your peace, Lord, in your mercy. Grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life, and so pass with him through the gate of death and the grave to our joyful resurrection. Lord, in your mercy. Grant that all who have been nourished by the holy body and blood of your Son may be raised to immortality and incorruption to be seated with him at your heavenly banquet. Lord, in your mercy. Give to the family of Arlene Michael and to all who mourn comfort in their grief and a sure confidence in your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on you, they may know the consolation of your love. Lord, in your mercy. Give courage and faith to the bereaved, that within the communion of your church they may have strength to meet the days ahead in the assurance of a holy and certain hope and in the joyful expectation of eternal life with those they love who have departed in the faith. Lord, in your mercy. Help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe and find comfort in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy. Receive our thanks for Arlene and for all the blessings you bestowed on her in this earthly life. Bring us at last to our heavenly home, that with her we may see you face to face in the joys of paradise. Lord, in your mercy. O God of all grace, you sent your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to bring life and immortality to light. We give you thanks that by his death he destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection he opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Strengthen us in the confidence that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, will be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord God, our shepherd,
You gather the lambs of your flock into the arms of your mercy and bring them home. Comfort us with the certain hope of the resurrection to everlasting life and a joyful reunion with those we love who have died in the faith. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Amen. Let us go forth in peace. In the name of the Lord. Amen. The closing hymn is Amazing Grace, number 744. You may be seated.